Good morning, 7:51 a.m. on Wednesday, July 7th. 71 degrees, humid, overcast, hazy, not overcast, and it is a brand new day. Good morning, everyone. PC Herring here. How are you? Thank you again for joining me on this walk and talk. I really appreciate it. So yeah, we're out. I just finished, just got back from dropping baby girl off at the babysitter's for the day. And I figured before I get in and get my day settled, I best get the walk and talk going so that I don't have to worry about it later on when it's a lot hotter and a lot more humid, because we know how I feel about that. Quiet morning today. Getting the house pulled together for the shindig this weekend is proceeding nicely, and I'm very, very happy with some of the progress we've been making. Frankly, I'm very happy with all the progress we've been making, but I'm only really focusing on certain aspects of it while I let my wife focus on other things. So I'm on the stuff that I know that I have to get done, I'm happy with. And yeah. Today I'm thinking about streamlining. A lot of things going on at the office. There's some staff turnovers. Some new managers I'm going to be working with, or I'm going to have to be working with, rather. I don't know them that well, mostly because, one, I'm still new. I've only been there about a month, month and a half now. And two, because I've been working with these new managers, soon to be former managers, because they are outgoing employees. So, excuse me. There it goes. So there's one project, one set of tasks in particular that I'm particularly thinking about this morning, and I think once we get through month-end close, not that it's been a rough one, it hasn't, but I think once we get through month-end close, I'm going to put some time on this new manager's calendar and do a quick little 30-minute meeting to reintroduce myself. I mean, we've emailed back and forth a couple of times, but I haven't really sat down with him, as it were. But, you know, sit down with him, introduce myself, go over what I'm looking for, go over what he's looking for, and make sure that we have a process in place that makes sense. There were certain things that we, I don't want to say we took for granted, but were just known quantities with the outgoing. And not that I have any lack of confidence in the new guy. I don't. I mean, I have total confidence in him. Let me stop compounding my negatives there. I have complete and total confidence in him. But at the same time, being a fully remote position in a company that is fully remote in all positions, communication mix-ups can happen. So I feel it's probably a worthy endeavor to just have a couple minutes of talking and to say, hey, this is what we're doing. This is what we're looking for. Is the way we've been doing it still convenient for you? Or is it better to change up the process a little bit and make it that much easier for everyone involved? I don't think there's any harm in that. Frankly, I think it's probably a good thing whenever there's a transition. So that's kind of where I'm at right now. Oh, looks like they're going to roof this house. Nice. my roofing contractor has another house in the subdivision that looks like just got its shingles delivered. So it looks like that one's gonna be cooking pretty soon. Moving forward with the insurance component of our roofing claim. And should have something resolved on that. Hopefully by the end of the week. Man, it's not going to be done. No question it's going to be done. That's not happening. But at least we can get a day on the calendar to get it going. So yeah, I've been spending a lot of time cleaning up old spreadsheets, and you know, I always get nervous when I start revamping a spreadsheet or a project like this. Accounting nerd! But no, I mean, I was presented with this spreadsheet, which was frankly overwhelming with all of its data and all of its columns and pages. I mean, not pages, but columns and columns and rows 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 of data. And it felt like the original author slash designer was trying to do 6 things all at once on the same sheet. And there is certainly something to be said for that. However, comma, when you inherit a spreadsheet like that, sight unseen, and you have to sit down and diagnose it and maintain it yourself, and because of certain fully understandable circumstances, the person who hands you the spreadsheet is, one, not the person who designed the spreadsheet, and two, not able to really read you in on how to use that spreadsheet, it's overwhelming. And so I sat there and I worked on it, and I talked to my manager about it, and we did decide that we wanted to overhaul it and simplify it. And I found a lot of redundant data points on the original. You know, I don't need to know in 6 different columns what the revenue number is for this certain project. If I put it in one column, I've got that data. And I'm sure the original author had his or her reasons for building it out that way. But I'm very much a fan of what I call fire and forget. I want to be able to put in a handful of data points and have the spreadsheet do what spreadsheets do and foot all the rest of that out. And that's what I built. So yay me. Are we gonna need the level of detail that was on the original? I don't know, maybe, maybe not. It's certain that original certainly needed to be pruned because there were projects on there that weren't relevant to that sheet for ever in a day. And maybe at the end of this month or in a month or two when we return to that sheet and we say, oh, well, it'd be really nice if we could see this on the spreadsheet, then at that point I will build out that functionality to include X, Y, or Z options. And I'm sure that's how it starts, is, you know, you start with something simple and then you build it out because you want to add one more thing to it, and you build it out because you want to add one more thing to it. But at least this time, as I build it out, I'll know what I'm doing. And I can leave instructions for anybody else who may need to access or take a look at that spreadsheet with it, so that they're not necessarily lost in the woods without a map or a compass. I don't know, maybe there's some arrogance there. I don't know. Ooh. Okay. Well, that's a disappointment. But at the same time, I'm also kind of in that sense of it's mine now, and therefore I'm going to build it in a way that makes sense to me. And I can expand it or add functions to it as needed without necessarily creating redundant data points that overwhelm a user into not being able to understand what it is they are working with. It's amazing what a simple highlight of a cell will do in terms of the questions of, do I need to be working on this? Or is, you know, I'm a big fan of, you know, putting as many formulas and as many calculations and things in there as you can, but then putting your data inputs both all in the same spot, so they're kind of clustered together, so you go one row to the next column, to the next column, to the next column, and then it just foots out. And putting highlights in there to show where you need to be paying attention. So data inputs are highlighted in a yellow orange. Everything that's functional and calculation and just more referential is left in white or left unhighlighted. And then data outputs that turn into the data you need to write up the adjustments get highlighted in a different color so that you can say, okay, this is my entry for this piece and this is the data for my entry for that piece. And then in theory, you're done. At least that's the goal. So, shorter walk than I'd like today. I'm dealing with some minor stomach issues and I don't want to get too far from the house. So this is the point where I will tell you that I will wish you a happy, healthy, safe, and productive day today. And that I will talk to you tomorrow. Because tomorrow will be a brand new day. Take care.